This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, June 13th. God's word to you today is God's heart versus man's heart. And this is part one. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians 6, verses 5 and 9, and it says, "Slaves, obey your earthly masters with deep respect and fear. Serve them sincerely as you would Christ. Masters, treat your slaves in the same way. Don't threaten them. Remember, you have both the same master in heaven, and he has no favorites." Yesterday, I said that knowing and seeing the injustices of slavery, I struggled with seeing God acknowledge slavery in the Bible, according to Ephesians 6, verses 5 to 9. My struggles made me seek God's heart concerning slavery, and I will share my discoveries with you. If you have had similar struggles, hopefully you can have some peace like I have because of what I found in the Bible. Firstly, it is important to mention that every man, black or white, must take responsibility for his life. There is no excuse for bad behavior. You cannot remain in mental slavery. It is your responsibility to pull yourself out of it. However, the injustice of slavery is huge. The abuse from the masters, they forcefully changed their names, food, language, and eroded their economy. They took advantage of their women and children. Take the xenophobic attacks in South Africa, for example. When you interact with some of these people, you discover that they actually have a mental problem. Similarly, in the United States, the greatest crime against blacks is by blacks. So it is not about just killing black people. These people really need help. They cannot seem to rise above the system because the system was designed to keep them down. Today, slavery has spread beyond the black man as Asians and Westerners are now being enslaved. Modern-day slavery is even more sophisticated, more lethal. I see from scriptures that slaves could be bought, according to Leviticus 25, verse 44. Slaves could be captives of war, according to Numbers 21, verses 45 to 47. Slavery could result from debts, according to 2 Kings, verse 4. Children became slaves, not servants, because their fathers could not repay a debt. And every child a slave gives birth to belongs to the master. So slavery continues generationally. This is according to Genesis 17, verses 12 to 13. Even Abraham, the friend of God, had slaves born in his house. Also, people voluntarily enter into slavery, according to Exodus 21, verses 5 to 6. In spite of all this, God says, "Slaves, serve your masters like unto Christ." And he was not talking figuratively. Again, I struggled with that. However, what I discovered in reading the Bible and understanding the person of God is that the world is broken. And in the fallen system that man created, slavery is a painful reality. In many cases, God will work with the broken system until someone rises and changes things. When that change happens, God will endorse it. A lot of things happening today are not God's will. Wars and terrorist attacks are not in God's will. But he is managing the situation to bring about his ultimate will. And God's ultimate will come to pass in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. You are a great God. You are a good God. You are a kind God. That's all I know. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.